Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The United States' longest-serving member of Congress has died. Michigan's John Dingell passed away yesterday at age 92. We'll talk with a couple of people who knew Congressman Dingell, but before we do that, we wanted to look back at part of an interview we did with him on Stateside on his 90th birthday back in 2016. We asked how he was doing and whether he was keeping an eye on politics since retiring. He was not thrilled with the state of things.
Politics has gotten to be a sort of dirty business where people don't have the trust and don't have the belief in the system and don't have the love of the country that they need to have if we are to be a strong and a free nation.
Republican Congressman Fred Upton worked with John Dingell in the House of Representatives from 1987 through Dingell's retirement. Fred Upton joins us now. We've heard and read a number of remembrances of Congressman Dingell today. What stands out about him in your mind?
Well, so many things. We are the two deans of our respective delegations in the state. Of course, he was the dean of the House. But I knew him first as a staffer and then as a member of Congress. And then he was my chairman, and then I was his chairman. Our relationship never changed. He treated people, his constituents, his staff, always terrific, his colleagues. But his love for the country, the institution, were always at the top of the ladder, and you know, I got to say, I had a chance to talk to him at length earlier this week on Wednesday morning, and he was the same old John. Fred, how's your wife? How's your daughter? I know she's married, living up in Boston. How is she doing? How's your son? And he cared about people as it was they were his own. One of his staff earlier this week said, you know, he was always correcting me. Because I would say, I work for John Dingell, and he'd say, no, you work with John Dingell. He did so much for our state, so much for our country. The auto rescue plan, I can remember he called me early one day during the August recess. I mean, it was really early. And he goes, Fred, we got to work on this together. We got to save the industry. And you know what? We did it on a bipartisan basis. And Michigan would not be in the state of manufacturing that we're in if we hadn't done that. So, lots of accomplishments.
That word you used, bipartisan, I mean, in recent years, all we hear about is the partisan divide and how very few members of Congress socialize with people of the other party. You're a Republican. He was a Democrat. How did that work out between you two?
Well, we were always close. His office was across the hall from mine for years. You know, I know his wife real well. They know my wife real well. They know our kids. We did socialize together. But we respected each other, and yes, we worked together. And when you look at our committee, and the Energy and Commerce Committee is arguably considered the top committee in the Congress, so more jurisdiction than the world. And always our committee has been bipartisan. The members on our committee are able men and women, sharpies, I would say. But at the end of the day, whether it's telecommunications, whether it's health care, whether it's the environment, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's energy, all of those have been done pretty much on a bipartisan basis. And when our committee moves a bill, gets ready for the House floor, it happens.
Let me ask you this. John Dingell could be a little gruff, and I get the idea he did not suffer fools gladly, but he also had this dry wit. How did that humor play out between you two?
Oh, he had a great wit. And you know what? I'm a little bit of a trash talker, too, so I can give it right back to him. And we did with a smile on his face. But as I said, you know, it's also a lot more fun to be with you than against you. But when we were against each other, it was never personal. It was always based on the facts. And we were always friends at the beginning as well as at the end.
John Dingell was in Congress for 59 years, longer than anyone else, and despite the documented issues in Michigan, voters still seem to favor term limits for Congress. How does John Dingell's nearly six decades of holding office play into this whole debate about the idea of term limits?
Well, you know, I remember we had this debate. I actually looked it up, knowing that this fateful day was coming here for the last week or so. But I remember a speech that one of the Republican icons gave on the House floor. His name was Henry Hyde. And Henry took on the issue, I think it was on term limits. But I remember him standing in the well of the House, looking at one of my colleagues, and raising just his little finger and pointing at that colleague and saying, you know what? John Dingell has more intelligence in his little finger in terms of how this institution ought to run than a lot of you have. People elect people based on what they do, and we compete for it every 2 years, and John Dingell could have been elected for another 100 years if he could have lived that long.
I want to ask you, what's the best way to honor your colleague, John Dingell, in a way that's meaningful?
Well, reflect on his life. People think about the struggles that we have. I mean, we have a divided government. You know, Washington doesn't always work, that's for sure. I mean, you look at some of the giants that we've lost. George Bush, 41, who, by the way, Dingell just had a book that he did, and President Bush, H.W. Bush, actually wrote a tribute on it. John McCain, same thing. We've lost some real giants in the last number of months. And as we try to chart a course to get out of this gridlock that we've had, we need to think about the people that actually tried to fight that and where we want to go back to. So we want his legacy to live. And it's a reminder to us all of things that we can accomplish when we work together.
Fred Upton represents Michigan's 6th Congressional District. We've been talking about John Dingell. Congressman Upton, thanks very much for taking a moment to talk about John Dingell with us.
You bet. He was the best.
Joining us now is a friend of John Dingell's, Detroit News columnist and editor of the paper's editorial page, Nolan Finley. Nolan, I think it might be surprising to some that a conservative columnist was close to a Democratic member of Congress. How did that come about?
Well, I mean, we hit it off almost immediately. John and I have been fast friends for almost 30 years, and, you know, it never seemed that strange to us. We talked a lot about politics, obviously. Both of us very passionate about politics, and never once can I recall us having an angry conversation about politics or leaving each other with hard feelings. We listened to each other. We respected, appreciated each other's viewpoints, you know, but it was never about politics with us. It was never about business. We were friends. We hunted together, we talked together, we sat together. Over the years, he became a surrogate father to me. We were that close, and you know, it never was about politics.
A friend of mine who worked with Congressman Dingell talked about what an avid hunter and conservationist he was. You guys hunted together.
Yes, he taught me to shoot a shotgun properly, and he was always proud of that. He'd tell everybody, when we met somebody, he'd say, I taught him how to shoot a shotgun. and he was an excellent shot. He was, you know, an excellent hunter. And because John loved the outdoors, loved hunting, loved fishing so much, you know, America's got a lot cleaner water and a lot cleaner air and a lot more wildlife because he dedicated himself in Congress to conservation. And it was precisely because he was a hunter and a fisherman and an outdoorsman that he wanted to protect our environment, and he did.
He was responsible for negotiating acquisition of some land, I believe, from Chrysler for the Detroit River International Wildlife Refuge, part of its area called...
A lot more land than that. I mean, he was the driving force behind putting that entire wildlife preserve together. And when I was with him Wednesday night talking with him, you know, in his home here, he said, you know, he was very concerned about the wildlife preserve and that it go forward and continue to progress. And he saw that as his legacy, and it was the most important thing to him. So that was very much on his mind, even in his final hours.
John Dingell mastered Twitter better than a lot of people 60 years his junior. Why do you think that why did you think that social media platform worked so well for him and his sense of humor?
Well, because he did have such a sharp wit, razor wit, but also because John Dingell was, you know, after leaving Congress, he was a bit of at a loss, you know, because his body was failing him. He wasn't able to get out and do the things he wanted to do. And yet, his mind was still sharp. He felt he still had a lot to contribute to the political discourse. And Twitter gave him a way to do that. It gave him an outlet, and he just loved it. and he loved the response. You know, he had something like 300,000 followers. He loved the fact that people enjoyed his tweets so much.
What are you going to miss most about your friend?
His good counsel. I mean, his love, his friendship. And never came in and saw John without the first thing he said was, "Hello, my dear friend, tell me about you." He was intensely interested in other people. It was never him first. And, you know, just his caring. I mean, it's what you miss about the people you love.
Nolan Finley, columnist for the Detroit News and a friend of Congressman John Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress ever, who passed away yesterday. Nolan, thanks very much, and our condolences.
Thank you, Lester. Appreciate it.
You know, back in 2016, I asked Congressman Dingell about his use of Twitter and humor. Here's what he told us.
We have two great humorists in this country, Mark Twain, if you'll remember, and Will Rogers. People used to ask them how they did it, and they'd say, well, we just tell them the truth, and they think it's funny. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly how people reacted. And the end result was that people listened to them and thought, wow, this guy talks sense. We just tell them the truth, and they were not getting much of that elsewhere.
John Dingell, 59 years in Congress. He died yesterday at the age of 92.